we're going to be in the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 1. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 1, let's read down together verses 40 to 45 with me, please. And there came a leper, to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith to him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straitly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, See, thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, shew thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much, to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Today's study is entitled The Untouchables. Maybe some of you who are old enough to remember a TV show from the 1960s called The Untouchables. The main character's name was Elliot Ness. And the Untouchables were a group of federal agents who went after criminals during the Prohibition era in this country. And, of course, the Prohibition era, where it was against the law to sell alcoholic beverages, amen? The most famous of these criminals was none other than Al Capone. And the crimes committed by Al Capone and the likes of him were the illegal sale of alcoholic beverages, gambling, prostitution, extortion, and murder, to name just a few. Now, the reason this particular group of men were called the Untouchables is because they would not take a bribe like the majority of politicians, judges, and police officials would to look the other way. The Untouchables, headed by Elliot Ness, were the only ones that did their job by enforcing the law against the lawless. In our study today, I want us to look at another group of untouchables. They were untouchable for another reason. They possessed some kind of physical ailment. Some of these ailments would eventually lead to the person's death. Therefore, the rest of society wanted nothing to do with them. In other words, they were the outcast of society. We will see that no one but one man, the man Christ Jesus, would have anything to do with them and have compassion on them. One touch of the Master's hands, and they were healed. That's right. So let's look together at some of these untouchables. Untouchable number one, we find here in Mark chapter 1 and verses 40 to 45, was the man with leprosy. There was no cure for this disease. No one could touch him because leprosy is very contagious. If a leper saw someone approaching him, then he had to cry out, unclean, unclean. The leper was an outcast of society, my friend. Leprosy is a terrible disease because it eats a person literally from the inside out. We have here in Mark chapter 1 a man no one could help, one who was literally an untouchable. Only one touch from Jesus. And we are told in Mark chapter 1 in verse 42, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. This man's healing was instantaneous. There was no waiting around, no waiting for a second touch or follow-up treatment. Amen. What does this leper picture? The leper pictures the condition of every sinner, hopeless, without a cure, and on their way to hell for time and eternity. The sinner's sin is like the leper's disease. Sin eats the sinner or defiles the sinner from the inside out. Let's look at what Jesus said about what defiles a man. Look with me, if you would, in the Gospel of Mark chapter 7. In the Gospel of Mark chapter number 7, beginning in verse number 14 through 23. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him. But those things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he saith unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, and it cannot defile him, because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats? And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man, for from within, out of the heart of men proceed. This is what comes from within the heart. Amen. For from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Amen. A sinner's sin does not just affect himself, but like leprosy, it affects those he comes in contact with. The Bible warns us, one sinner, yes, one sinner destroyeth much good. My friend, a sinner cannot cure or save himself. His good works won't save him. His church membership won't save him. His baptism won't save him. His turning over a new leaf won't save him. Trusting in his religion won't save him. Placing his trust in a man like the Pope won't save him. Only Jesus Christ can save someone from going to a sinner's hell. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Please notice with me the result of the leper being cured. In Mark chapter 1 and verse 45, the Bible tells us, but he, that's the leper, went out and began to publish it much, to blaze. It's like a fire sweeping across a field of dry grass. To blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. This man pitches a sinner who gets saved and gets a good case of the can't help it, amen. He can't wait to tell others what Jesus has done for him. He can't wait to tell others how Jesus saved him from going to a sinner's hell. My friend, only the touch of faith, only, my friend, only the hand of Jesus can save the sinner. Only those who call upon his name will be cured of their sin problem, a disease which is incurable and fatal. The Bible says, for the wages, that's right, for the wages or the payment of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord, Romans chapter 6, 23, verse 23. The Bible says, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, John chapter 1, verse 12. We see all through the gospel accounts, different ones saying, if I may touch him, I will be healed. And speaking about the crowd, we read in Mark chapter 3 and verse 10, for he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. In Mark 5, verse 28, the woman with the issue of blood said this, if I may touch but his clothes, I will be whole. In Mark chapter 6, in verse number 56, we read, and whithersoever he entered, into villages or cities or country, they lay the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch, if it were the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. In Mark chapter 8, in verse 22, we read, and he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and he besought him to touch him. In Luke chapter 6, and verse 19, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and he healed them all. All righty, let's look at untouchable number two. Two blind men. Two blind men. Let's look at two blind men. Amen. Let's go now to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, with me, let's begin reading in verses 29 through 34. And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the way. And when they heard that Jesus passed by, they cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David. And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will ye that I shall do unto you? They say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. You see, my dear friend, no man could help these two blind men. Medicine could not help them. Education could not help them. Science could not help them. No, only Jesus Christ could, amen. What these two men picture is spiritual blindness. The Bible tells us that the unsaved man, the spiritual blind man, cannot understand the things of God. Look with me, if you would, in the book of 1 Corinthians, in chapter number 2, in verse number 14. But the natural man, that's the unsaved man, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus began to speak in parables. His disciples asked him why. Notice Jesus' response in Matthew chapter 13 with me, beginning in verse number 10 of Matthew 13 down to verse number 17. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and he said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because they seeing see not, in hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and they should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Amen. Jesus knew the religious crowd of his day would not understand the parables, because according to verse 13, they were spiritually blind. They were spiritually blind, deaf, and literally dumb. Notice the two men, the two blind men in Matthew 20, verse 34, after Jesus touched them. Notice what it says in Matthew chapter 20 and verse 34. It tells us, so Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately, notice that, immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. The cure again, my friend, was immediate. And their response was to follow him. This is a picture of a sinner who gets saved and is no longer spiritually blind and can clearly see Jesus to be able to follow him and make him Lord over their life. Remember, you can't see Jesus and can't follow him until you get saved, amen. That great hymn of the faith, Amazing Grace, says, I was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. We've seen in our two cases of untouchables, the man with the leprosy and the two blind men, we saw that only Jesus could help the untouchables. Only Jesus could help the untouchables. He had compassion on each one of these untouchables. Regarding the leper, the Bible says in Mark 1:41, and Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him. Regarding the two blind men, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 20 and verse 34, so Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. That's right. As Jesus had compassion and made the difference in many lives, so too is a Christian according to the Word of God. We can make a spiritual application. Amen. Jesus reached out and touched the leper and the two blind men that had physical ailments, that were untouchable. No one could help them. And he healed them. Amen. He had compassion. And we read over and over again, he had compassion on those who were ill, and he reached out and touched them. We can make a spiritual application as Christians to the Christian today. We can reach out and touch those that are like the leper, spiritually like the leper, spiritually like the two blind men. We are to have compassion. Amen. Notice what it says in the book of Jude with me. In the book of Jude, there's only one chapter in the book of Jude. And in the book of Jude, notice with me what the Word of God has to say in verses 22 and 23. And of some having compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Christian, we can make a difference in a person's life. We can make a difference, amen, that medicine can't make in a person's life, amen. Oh, medicine may heal a person physically, amen, but medicine cannot keep a person's soul from dying and going to hell, amen. Education spiritually cannot help a person. Oh, education materially may help a person get a better job, had a better income, a better cost of living. Amen. But education in itself cannot keep a soul from going to hell. Isn't that right? Amen. Even religion, which is supposed to deal with the soul, religion itself, which is a system of good works that man comes up with to make himself right with God, cannot keep a soul from going to hell. Cannot help the untouchables. We, as Christians, can reach and touch the untouchables. You see, we can make the spiritual blind see. We can make the spiritual leper whole again. But it's not through our power. It's not through our might. Amen. It's not through the world's power and might. No, it's only God's power and might that can do this. Amen. God does this by using the Christian as a vessel to carry the gospel of Christ to a lost and dying world. Notice what Paul said about the gospel of Christ. In the book of Romans, in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, he said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." And the reason Paul was not ashamed of the gospel, amen, of Christ, he said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ," and this is the reason, "for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Amen. And of course, Paul gave us a clear definition of what the gospel of Christ is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Beginning in verse 1, it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel I preached unto you, which also you have received, wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how Christ," here it is, "died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation. With the gospel of Christ, you and I can reach and touch the untouchables, the ones that society in this world has cast out. Jesus promised in the Gospel of John in chapter 6 and verse 37, "And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Amen? That's right. He has promised that those that will come to him, he will in no wise cast out. Society will not promise that. Amen? If you're not famous, if you're not well-educated, if you don't have a lot of money, if you can't help somebody, amen, society's going to cast you out, my friend. Christians, let me ask you, are you touching the untouchables? Amen. And God's not a respecter of person. Amen. He wants everyone saved. White, black, brown, yellow, red, purple, whatever. He wants everyone saved. As he is not a respecter of persons, when it comes to salvation, neither should we be. The hell-bound sinner, society can't help, but you can, and I can. Religion can't, science can't help them, education can't help them. Only Jesus can help them. Remember, my friend, you were once one of those untouchables until someone reached out and touched you with the gospel of Christ. I want to close our study today with this. Jesus said this in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9 in verses 37 and 38. He had this to say. "Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Christian, you need to do more than just pray for more laborers for the spiritual harvest. You need to be one of the laborers yourself. That's right. God wants every one of us to be a laborer in his harvest. He wants us to go forth weeping, bearing precious seed. And we will doubtless come again, bringing our sheaves with us, rejoicing, amen, bringing our sheaves with us. Won't you come today and join the other laborers in the field of harvest, and touch the untouchables with the gospel of Christ? Well, that's all the time we have on the Pastor's Study today. This is again on the Pastor's Study. My prayer for each and every one of you is that God would richly bless you, and good day.